Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second, the first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth, the catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Woody Held. Batting second, the shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third, the center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth, the catcher, Joe Askew. Batting 7th, the left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting 8th, the right fielder, Willie Taspi. Batting 9th, the pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Ward moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Ward scores. Fox moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro bunts towards the mound. Ramos juggles the ball. That's an error on Ramos. Carrion moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jerry Walker now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-0 in the game. Pizarro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Davalillo moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasbai strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Early win now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alvis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carrion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 2 in the game. Pizarro hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 4 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Askew strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jerry Kindle pinch hits for early win. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McGraw strikes out. 1 out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Ward moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward scores. Fox moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. 2 outs. It's 8-1, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Carrion is walked intentionally. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-3 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field. Hershberger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hershberger. Brown moves to third. Davalillo moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, White Sox. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.